book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We continue our study on the persecution of believers. We saw in our previous study that believers are being persecuted worldwide. The question tonight is, are believers being persecuted locally among us? Gospel of John, please. Gospel of John. Chapter 15. The persecution of believers. John chapter 15. Verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Our Lord is speaking. The world hates us, beloved. They don't like us. If ye were of the world would love his own. Because ye are not of the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Chapter 16. We're in an enemy's land. Chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Isn't that nice? I have overcome the world. Chapter 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word. The world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. In our last study, we considered together the persecution that God's people are undergoing in many places. Persecutions in many parts of the world. Tonight's consideration, are we being persecuted here in the United States? Are the Lord's people being persecuted in the United States? And that is what we want to look into tonight. And I shall read a few excerpts to confirm this fact. In 1973, that wasn't long ago, the Supreme Court, top court in the United States, found that the so-called right to personal privacy includes unrestricted access to abortion. Are we being persecuted? What does the Bible teach? Oh, they tell me that abortion is public health. Abortion is good. Well, now you know the object of public health is to relieve suffering and prolong life. Abortion kills life. Abortion is not good. In 1985, the court overturned a state law, allowing public prayer in the public schools. When I went to school, we could pray at school. Now they don't want us to pray in the school. In the year 2000, the court ruled a supreme law that students could not pray at athletic events. Are we being persecuted? In 2002, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled that the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools was unconstitutional because it contained the words "under God." Are we being persecuted? You can't even say "under God" publicly. 2005, the Supreme Court ruled that the display of the Ten Commandments in a state courthouse was unconstitutional. We are being persecuted, beloved. In California, the Second District Court of Appeals ruled that it is illegal for parents who do not have teaching credentials to homeschool their children. Illegal for parents to homeschool their children. Can you imagine that? And why do you think they don't want us to homeschool the children? I remember with my last daughter, my wife taught her at home, and when she was 4 years old, she could read and she could write her name and her address. My wife was a member of the Parent Teachers Association, and one of the teachers said to her, "Don't let that child go to kindergarten. That's a waste of time. She can already read and write. Speak to the principal and let him hear her and let him decide where she should go." So my wife took Diane to the principal. The principal examined her. She read, she could write, she could count. This is disappointing. The principal asked my wife, "Who taught her?" My wife said, "I taught her." "But you were not qualified." And there she's reading and writing. You know why they don't want us to homeschool? Because we'll teach them of God. Leave them alone. Let them teach and omit God. That's why they don't want homeschooling. The ultimate goal is to declare unconstitutional anything that could be interpreted as remotely religious or connected to God. The educational system wants God altogether out, and that's why they don't want homeschooling. I have several pieces there. I won't read them all. Just look back. See how the culture has changed and Christianity has been undermined. Abortion legalized. It's legal. Gay marriage, oh, we're going to talk about that. Recognize. The removal of the Ten Commandments from school. Well, you know, I remember when I went to school, whenever we had assembly, the principal would either read a psalm or a proverb. Can't do that today. That's out of order. Are we being persecuted? I should say so. I have another little piece here. Speaker Pelosi, you know Ms. Pelosi from Canada, from California, Speaker of the House. The Fairness Doctrine, forcing every Christian TV on radio, including the opposite view to when they preach. All TV stations, if they preach Christ, they must preach the opposite view. Are we being persecuted? A little more. Let me. There's so many of these, I just want to read a few. There is a new law being proposed. According to the new law, churches will be forced to abandon their religious hiring practices and require churches to hire homosexuals, lesbians, bisexuals, and transsexuals. And so if a homosexual couple comes to the meeting, we want to be in your fellowship. Are you saved? No. They can sue us for prejudice against homosexuals. Do you believe that? Are we being persecuted? I dare say we are. Let's read together a few scriptures. Some basic scriptures on some basic things that the Bible teaches, and see what man has to say. Now let me get my notes together again. As I told you last time, if you don't want to be in the predicament that I am in, don't get old. Stay young. Oh, here it is. Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18. Verses 22 and 23. Leviticus 18, verses 22 and 23. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with mankind. It is an abomination. Neither shall thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. Oh, you say that doesn't happen. Oh, yes, it does. In New York City, there are areas where these practices are well known. And you see these ladies walking in the street with their dogs. And it is well known that they have sexual relationships with those dogs. I ask you, are we being persecuted? Next scripture, Deuteronomy 22 and 5. Deuteronomy 22 and 5. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. All that do so are an abomination unto the Lord God. And the reference here is primarily to undergarments. You say, oh, does this exist? I've seen it. Are they persecuting us? Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of God, uncorruptible, into an image made like unto corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God gave them over to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between them, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, than God who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them over unto vile affections. Even their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another. Does that exist today? Are we being persecuted? I have a few more scriptures. I won't bother to read them. But I brought along with me a well-known magazine. We all know Newsweek, right? The religious case for gay marriage. What did we just read? It's an abomination. A nationwide magazine, the religious case for gay marriage. Are we being persecuted? Are they against us? I should say. What shall we say then? You know, I'm about finished. I think you understand what I'm getting at. We are being persecuted for our stand for the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, please. Verse 10. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's verse 5. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And beloved, they're working in this land on many things to persecute believers. There is a law in the making, according to which, if a homosexual couple came to this meeting and applied for fellowship, are you saved? No. We just want to be in your fellowship. They can take us to court and sue us and probably win. Are we being persecuted? Terrible, isn't it? 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so shall our consolation. We are suffering because of these evildoers. I have another piece here. I haven't read it. A wealthy man. He has followers. Their teaching is that everyone who believes the Bible ought to be put to death. In this nation, not Africa, not China. In this nation, there are those who follow that teaching. We are being persecuted. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened. And we're going to see the fire yet from these people. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, and when his glory shall be revealed, we may be glad also with exceeding joy. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side. And that's our comfort. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. They're against us, beloved. They hate us and would do away with us. We are being persecuted, and more men in high places in the United States Congress. And there's one outstanding one there, a known homosexual. And he's for passage of laws that will condemn anyone who doesn't accept homosexuality. Lord, please come fast. Let's get out of here. Isn't that the way you feel? Hymn number 584. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the king? Who will be his helpers? Others to him to bring. Fierce may be the conflict. Strong may be the foe. But the king's own army none can overthrow. Round his stand and leading, victory is sure. By his grace and mercy, we are on the Lord's side. Persecution? Yes. They hate us? Yes. In the government, they are passing laws against us. And if the Lord doesn't come soon, we're going to see them fighting us. We are on the Lord's side. The Lord has never lost. Number five.